From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Republicans today met to talk strategy and leadership as they prepare for new roles in Washington and look ahead to the 2012 presidential election. In a few minutes, we'll head to Baltimore, where House Republicans are holding a retreat to discuss the issues they want to emphasize this year. But first, here in a Washington-area hotel ballroom, the Republican National Committee chose a new chairman. He is Reince Priebus, the head of the Wisconsin Republican Party, and after his election, he spoke and he quoted Ronald Reagan.
Our nation is that shining city upon a hill, and we must work to keep it that way. We recognize that the Democrats have taken this country on the wrong path. We must lead the way to a better committee and a better America. And you've seen my plan to move this committee forward. And it starts right now on day one.
Well, NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne was at the RNC meeting, and he joins us now. Don, tell us about Reince Priebus.
He is young, not yet 40 years old. It took him seven ballots to nail down victory before he finally got the needed votes. But he came in the favorite, and he is the favorite of a good number of state party chairs across the country. Here's what they like about him. He is a conservative. That always plays well here. But he is a conservative who has also, as a traditional Republican, worked well with the Tea Party in his state. We didn't see any of the kind of infighting and the conflict that we saw in so many places around the country. In Wisconsin, there was none of that. And here's what he can point to. In Wisconsin, in the midterm elections, just a few months back, Republicans captured from the Democrats a Senate seat, the governorship, the lieutenant governorship, the state house, the state Senate, and two U.S. House seats. Of course, it was a big Republican year, but nowhere was it better than it was in Wisconsin, and people are hoping he can bring some of that to the national stage as 2012 looms already.
This is a man from Kenosha, Wisconsin. Does he think he's ready for prime time?
First, he says the party has great leaders and great visible leaders, and he points to, you know, John Boehner and Eric Cantor. But he also says, hey, Wisconsin has been a swing state, a battleground state, one of those fiercely contested states for so long. And he looked around the pack of reporters, you know, most of us from Washington, standing there asking him questions after his victory. And he said, I've seen most of you in my office in Wisconsin. So it's not like I'm not used to people coming and asking me questions and meeting the media.
Now, the election of Priebus as RNC chair ends the Michael Steele era. He'd hoped it would continue. He sought the re-election. Just briefly, how do we describe Michael Steele's tenure as Republican National Chairman?
Rocky, turbulent. Here's what Steele wants us to remember. The success of 2010. He says that's what you should judge him on. But the fact of the matter is, he has been in the headlines for so many of the wrong reasons almost since taking office. And that is something these 168 RNC delegates just do not like. They kind of like a low-key leader. And Michael Steele had trouble raising money. The RNC is $20 million in debt, which they have to pay off, not to mention other controversies and stories that have dogged him from the beginning. So they wished him well today, but they did essentially fire him.
Okay, thank you, Don.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne.